views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Hello, hello, everybody. We are so delighted to be here. This is your host, Carol Dorian.
And this is your host, Justice Welling. And today we are doing a questions and answers show. A lot of you have called in and emailed us asking questions about your life, past, present, future, and spiritual journey. And today we are going to answer all of your questions.
And I'm really excited about the questions and answers show because, you know, in one show, we don't really get such an opportunity to talk about so many subjects. But when people are writing in and asking these questions, we're getting a chance to touch on past life situations, chakra and aura situations, reuniting, all different levels of meditation, types of meditation. So this is where we get to really discuss a variety of topics and situations. And, you know, I have had so many people after a show writing in and saying that they wanted to call in, but they just felt embarrassed or they didn't want to be heard by people that know them. And I think that this is a wonderful way to address what it is that our listeners need to know about, the questions that they have, the areas that they'd like us to touch. It's sort of like our listeners are creating the show. So we encourage all of you who are listening, if you have questions and you'd like to call in, that's great. Call in. We would love to hear your views, your opinions, your questions, everything you've got to say. This show is about you, and we are interested in you. But for those of you who don't feel so comfortable calling in during the show, feel free to do so after the show at 312-898-2285 or log on to our site, spirituald.com. There will also be a link where you can get to the email in order to send us any questions that you have. And also, we'd be interested to hear from you about what topics you would like us to discuss. And I think, like I said, this is just great because we have the opportunity to basically make the show all about what it is that our listeners have been wondering about.
I know. I'm so excited for this show because I think that we have so many questions to answer that are unique and that people really want to know that maybe we haven't got a chance yet to do a show about. So this is such an opportunity to do a variety, you know, talk about a variety of different things in one show. So do you want to get started?
Yes, I'd like to read this letter from Peter. It says, "Hi, I have been listening to your show now for about 6 months. There has been one show in particular that was regarding information about energy being received from other people. I have been involved with my significant other for 1 year and 3 months. In this time, there have been so many challenges. It has also brought me to a place of self-realization. There has been joy, peace, happiness, tears, struggles, validation, but more than anything, I find myself at a place that every decision that I make, every road that I take, every turn that I make feels very blocked. I am not blaming my significant other for all of the things that have blocked me or stopped me through my challenges and in my life. But I just feel that a lot of the energy that I am experiencing is due to the connection that I have made with this person. Is that possible? So when I was reading this letter, the vibrations that I was picking up on very clearly is that what Peter wants to know is, by being involved with this person, is he in a situation where the person's energy that he's involved with, his significant other, is his significant other's energy the source and the cause of his block? And again, he says he's not blaming his partner, but feeling like the partner's energy is rubbing off into his energy field. You know, what I would like to say, and what I'd love to get across to Peter right now, is that as much as we are responsible for our own decisions, our own energy, our own evolving, and our complete self on all levels, it is completely and entirely possible to absorb the energy of your significant other, and absorbing an energy into an energy field that is already carrying some unreleased energy or issues, it can collide and create some stagnant and blocking energy. So I'm going to give an example. Let's say I'm involved with someone and my life, for the most part, I'm moving forward the best I can, but there's some situations in my energy field that I have not released. And even though I have not completely released those energies, I am still moving forward the best I can. I'm involved with somebody who is going through some similar situations to what I have not released. Those energies can come together, creating blocks where I am repeating cycles from the past. That's one form. Another form is that, Peter, if you feel that the person that you are involved with is negative and that their vibrations are stopping you, I want you to know that it's not that their energy and it's not that their vibration is capable of stopping you from moving forward. But what it can create is resistance and residuals that start to form around your energy field, and where it's creating you to move through your obstacles at a slower pace, or where it's creating you to run into what you feel is a dead end. So in other words, this person's vibration, this person's energy entering your realm, if your energy field cannot digest or have room for what they're going through, or is overcompensating for what your partner is going through, absolutely, it can create stagnant energy in your aura. You know, Peter, one of the things I was picking up about your letter, because I do a lot of vibrations just through handwriting or through reading what people have even emailed, the vibrations of what you're sending forward, is that you want to fix what your partner is going through, and you take on a lot of his energy. You take on a lot of what your partner is going through, and you're trying to transform it. And as you take on that person's energy, always trying to sort of be the superhero, how do I fix it? How do I make it better? How do I help my partner? What's happening is it's starting to weigh your energy down. It's depleting. I also picked up that this person has some negativity that they do not actually want to move through. So there's some friction in the energy. It's like you want to move through your stuff and help your partner move through his stuff, but you can't want it enough for both of you. So overcompensating and taking in too much of somebody else's energy can definitely create blocks in your aura and create a situation where you're just basically being depleted and overloaded.
You know, when you were reading his letter, I felt so much that he has so much of his heart and energy into this relationship. And the beautiful words that he used on how happy and grateful that he is in this relationship. But he also feels that there is some type of energy coming from his partner that is sort of making maybe some imbalances or friction with him. And when you were talking about it, you know, another example is it sounds like something we experience every day in the physical world is the common cold, you know? And if somebody has a cold and we're taking care of them and we're trying to get them better, we can catch their cold. You know what I'm saying? And now we sort of have that in our immune system. And that's what I was, you know, feeling and relating to when you were talking about the energy in the energy field and the aura and how one person's energy can connect and sort of infect the others. And that's kind of like, we do try to take care of people in the physical and we can get that infection or that common cold. And it can wear us out. And it can make us tired and it can lower our immune system, just like our spiritual immune system and our spiritual energy. It's not that we don't want to take care of our significant other. That's why you're doing it, is because you do care about them. But what can we do to either protect ourselves from that or filter that energy or have that not happen? You know what I'm saying, Carol?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where it comes into exactly what you're saying. I want to help the person that I love, but what can I do to protect my energy field, not allowing this to bring me down or weigh me down? Because let's think about it. We're never going to be in a relationship with somebody who has nothing that they're dealing with. This is life. We deal with everything every second practically. There's a shift in energy. But sometimes if you are connecting to someone that the energy is coming in at a rate that it's bringing you down, what needs to be done is a little bit of a barrier and protection around your aura. And there are different meditation methods, and there are definitely different types of awarenesses to tap into to transfer that energy of positivity and protection to the aura. And we will definitely touch on a few of those when we return after this break.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life? career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back. We left off talking about a few methods of protective meditation in order to protect the aura from absorbing too much of anybody's energy. And this goes for whether it's your significant other, whether it is walking into your office, a work environment, and feeling the energy of everyone else. Or just feeling like, you know what, I have to get together with some family members and I know that the environment is going to feel very stressful. And when I leave that situation, I feel completely drained. The best method is inviting in the violet light, focusing on the vibrational frequencies of the violet light and bringing it into the aura through breath work. And this is a meditation that really takes no longer than 10 minutes. It's where you are imagining the violet light surrounding your aura, surrounding your energy field, taking in slow, deep breath in through your nose, exhaling very softly out through your mouth as if you are blowing out a candle. And so when you are taking in the violet light, you want to take it in and focus it in through the inhale. And then you want to exhale the violet light around the aura. The same breath and the same exercise also works when you are imagining lavender light. Lavender light and violet light are usually the protecting light energies that seal and protect the aura. It's just taking that few moments to focus on your own aura, your own feeling, your own energy, and drawing in that consciousness of that protection. And Jeff, if you would like to call in after the show at 312-898-2285, we would love to do, either Jay or myself would love to do a complimentary meditation session with you just to show you how accessing that violet light and protecting the field of the aura can work. Now, for some people, it's really that simple. And for some of you, it is not. Sometimes the aura has been subjected to so much negativity. And it can be from a person who is either being mentally or emotionally abusive to you. Drawing in a certain frequency of light and protection can help somebody in that situation to feel better. But it will not heal the damage that has already been inflicted upon the aura. So for someone who is happy with the person that they are with and they just want to be able to shield and protect their energy field from different types of vibrations that are draining that they're receiving from their partner, that type of meditation is very helpful. But there are some energies that we receive that deplete the aura to a level where there, it's not just a matter of shielding certain energies out. It is a matter of healing and repairing certain portions of the aura that have already been damaged due to what it is that you have received. So for those of you who are listening to the show and you have questions about types of meditations or the different methods or what it is that you can be doing for yourself, if you call in after the show, you will receive that complimentary session with myself or with Jay, where we will take you through some different exercises and different types of meditation that you can be doing for yourself. But we will also give you an assessment, picking up on your voice vibrations, picking up on your energy field, and seeing, is there something that is left behind that is damaging that actually needs reparative and restorative work? So protective energy and restorative work are two separate situations, basically. What I'd like to do now is to go on to the next letter. This person simply states, how do I know, simply asks, how do I know if I have a chakra imbalance? I have felt like I have been in balance for quite some time, but I have done several methods of chakra balancing work. I feel that I have seen changes in the way that I think, feel, and function. But I also feel that I wind up back at the same place. Is this a chakra imbalance, or am I just making the wrong decisions? You know, a chakra imbalance, when a person talks about chakras, I like the word chosen here, imbalance, because some people say a blocked chakra. And I really prefer imbalance because the chakras are so intricate. There are so many levels to the chakras. There's four layers to each chakra. And each layer has certain levels of connectivity, certain levels of energy that connect to us in the mental aspect, the physical aspect, the emotional, and the spiritual. So when we take the word imbalance, that can mean that the chakra is moving too slowly, too quickly, not moving at all, overcompensating for another chakra that is blocked. So basically, how do you know if you have a chakra imbalance? For those of you who are new to how the chakra energy system works, new to just the meaning of chakra, I'm going to just brief you a little bit on this. The word chakra comes from the Sanskrit language, and it means wheel or vortex. The natural state of the chakra is to be turning. Some teachers say counterclockwise, some teachers and gurus say that it is to be turning clockwise. In either direction, the chakra, I believe from what I have studied and what I have learned, it is clockwise. The chakra is supposed to be turning at a certain pace. Some of the symptoms of blocked chakra are actually physical versus emotional. And some are a combination of the two. I have had people who have said, I feel like I have no confidence and I'm having major digestive problems. And I have seen with people that I have worked with that that is very common after a major breakup, a major trauma, where a person felt that they had no control over the situation that they have endured. But some of the signs of a chakra imbalance are taking on new physical symptoms that you have not had before, symptoms that you have never experienced ever, or symptoms that you have experienced, but you've never experienced them on the level that you're experiencing them now. You know, everybody gets some occasional indigestion or it's difficult to digest, but when people are going through a blocked navel, a blocked solar plexus, it's very common that digestive issues are going to be popping up like you just wouldn't believe. When it's the root, it can start to be like bladder infections, kidney infections, and usually the person is feeling ungrounded, inability to ground in their circumstance, whether it's their work life, whether it's where they're living, just feeling like everything is temporary, feeling scared, feeling like they've been in survival mode for too long. So basically, I could go on and on with what the symptoms are, but if I were to sum it up and to basically bring it all together, when you start experiencing mental, emotional, and physical symptoms that you have never experienced before, and they seem to be very repetitive, most of the time that is a chakra imbalance. So if you find yourself picking up habits that you're like, where is this coming from? For example, I have worked with people that have chakra imbalances, and they say, it's very difficult for me to throw anything away. I find myself hoarding, holding on to absolutely everything. That is definitely a sign of a chakra imbalance. A person who normally has been very expressive, cannot express themselves, feels like whatever it is I'm going to say, it's going to be misunderstood. Inability to make plans, inability to make choices, inability to focus. People who feel like they have to keep making different decisions and plans just to be able to cope with life, always planning something, have to make a plan for a vacation, have to plan a party, have to figure out the next event that I need to be a part of, where to live, where to move. You know, it's good and it's healthy to make decisions and it's good to look forward to change. But if you feel like you have to constantly have something going on in your life just to be okay, that's usually a sign of an imbalance. And there are more, and we're definitely going to touch on a few other signs of knowing that you have an imbalance when we return after this short break.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. goddess, light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Talking about how do I know if I have a chakra imbalance? And basically what I was saying is that you start taking on emotional and physical symptoms that you did not have before. And for some people, it's bladder infections. It is digestive problems. I have had people say that they seem to keep going through bouts of strep throat. That's usually a throat chakra imbalance. Emotional symptoms, inability to throw away certain things, they start hoarding, inability to make decisions, cannot seem to be grounded or always feeling like they need to be moving, making a major decision or a plan, not able to finish certain projects, not able to focus. There are so many different ones. So when you talk about chakra imbalance, when you are aware or even unaware of the chakras, but you just feel like something is off, something is imbalanced, many times it is the chakra. There are different types of imbalances. And with the chakra imbalance, there are the types of imbalances where you can do chakra exercises for yourself, different types of breath work, different types of mantras to move through your imbalance. And then there are the times where the block is so deep that you may not be able to find and locate exactly where that block has come from. And that's where we are not objective enough to point to ourselves and say, I think it's coming from this situation or that situation. We can feel like this block came from the breakup that we went through. It was so traumatic, it shut down a portion of ourselves. But we can get into that chakra and find out that the reason that the breakup had that effect on the chakra is due to situations that we had been through in our childhood. But taking on different physical and emotional symptoms that just seem to be appearing in our life and we cannot seem to move through them and we feel stuck, that is usually a sign that there is something that you are storing in one of your chakras or more that is keeping you standing still. So for those of you who would like to call in right now and express your views, opinions, or have questions on this matter, feel free to do so. And for those of you who would like to call in after the show, go ahead and give us a call after the show at 312-898-2285 or log on to our site, spirituald.com. And again, whoever would like to write letters with their questions, feel free to write your letters. Your confidentiality will be respected. and your questions will be answered and addressed on the air. And we're moving on to our next question here. And it says in this letter, how do I know which chakra is not functioning or is imbalanced? Now that is a very interesting one. And I'll tell you why I say that. I have had people who have felt that they have heart chakra imbalances because they feel like it's very difficult for me to let love in, very difficult for me to receive, very difficult for me to forgive. And these are all symptoms that people do endure when they are going through these types of imbalances. And this is what people do go through when they're going through the imbalance of the heart. However, that imbalance could actually be stemming from a blocked solar plexus, a blocked navel. The blocked navel or the blocked solar plexus can imitate a heart chakra imbalance. So let's take the solar plexus for an example. The solar plexus is identity and confidence. There are other attributes to the solar plexus chakra, but identity and confidence are the strongest attributes of the solar plexus chakra. If a person is blocked in their identity or blocked in their confidence, that can actually cause the heart to shut down. You can be going to a spiritual practitioner and you can be hearing from more than one practitioner that you are blocked in a certain area. And you can read for yourself and say, yes, and the symptoms match exactly that. But the solar plexus chakra is the chakra that if that particular chakra becomes blocked, it can affect any of the other chakras, giving the actual illusion that that is the chakra that is blocked. If you think about the solar plexus chakra, it is just above the navel, and it is the center. It is the core. So this is the chakra that is the center of self. And if the center of self is blocked, and again, the core of that being identity and confidence, let's talk about the throat chakra. It can hinder the way that a person will communicate, the way a person will express themselves. So through that blocked chakra, you can be having the illusion that it's the heart that's blocked, it's the throat that's blocked. If your solar plexus chakra is blocked, it could be giving the illusion that you have a blocked third eye. Because again, if the center being confidence and identity is blocked, the third eye is where we tap into faith. So how would I know what I'm really having faith in if it really exists? It doesn't seem. My faith in the direction it needs to be? Am I having faith in what doesn't really serve me? What is my faith? Where is my faith? That goes to identity and confidence as well. So what I generally do when I am working with somebody to find out which chakra is containing the imbalance, I start with the solar plexus. I see what is functioning in the solar plexus chakra. How is that chakra rotating? Is it moving in the direction that it's supposed to be? Is that chakra overcompensating? Because sometimes one chakra can actually overcompensate for another chakra that is not doing what it needs to do. It's not doing its job correctly and efficiently. So the chakra that's closest to it or the most similar to that issue starts to overcompensate for the lack of the chakra that's not able to do it at that time. So what I would say is to really examine that solar plexus If you would like to do so in a one-on-one session with Jay or myself, you can call in after the show at 312-898-2285. Or do it. You can do it yourself. You can do a little bit of reading, a little bit of exercise on that chakra simply by placing your hand on it, being aware of it. Once you draw awareness to the chakra, placing your palm flat against it and taking in some slow, deep breath and asking yourself, am I confident? Am I present? Who am I? Am I confident? Am I present? Who am I? And see if you feel like it's hard for you to answer that. See if you start to actually physically feel what's going on. And if you feel like you can move through that, the odds are it is one of the other chakras above it or below it. But if I were to have to take this question and wrap it up into a nutshell, how do you know what chakra is not functioning or imbalanced? I would have to say that the way to know that is when you have a little bit of understanding of how the chakras work and you start from the center, meaning the solar plexus, you're going to be led to where your block is. When somebody is searching for where their block is, so much information starts to come to you. And I'm not talking about what you read or what you hear, what you watch from yourself, but usually you do need to start from that center of self. Addressing the solar plexus usually will lead you to other information regarding where your chakras are blocked and regarding what it is that you're feeling. And we're going to be touching on some more questions and more chakra information when we return from this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we are back. We left off reading, how do I know which chakra is not functioning or imbalanced? And we touched on a few different types of symptoms, and we touched on the solar plexus chakra, that is the center, and the chakras above it or below it can be mistaken for having a block or an imbalance due to certain imbalances that are actually in the solar plexus chakra. And we're going to be moving on to our next letter here. Hi, my name is Stacy. I have met somebody who I think is completely awesome, but this is not the first time I have met somebody that I think is completely awesome. I'm at a place in my life that I feel I need to be spiritually connected. How do I know if I'm spiritually connected to somebody? You know, this is a really awesome question. When you connect to somebody, when you meet somebody, it always feels like it's interesting because it's somebody that you don't know. And it can either be really short-lived, that interest, or you can feel like, you know what? This person is amazing. I can't wait to be with this person. This person makes me feel so good. This person is so cool, so awesome. Does that mean that you are spiritually connected to somebody? Not necessarily. Sometimes we have connections to people that we are on the same wavelength. We've shared the same experiences. We've done the same things. And that can be mistaken for being spiritually connected. You know, there is the emotional connection. There's intellectual connection. And there is spiritual connection. And that's why I love this question. Spiritual connection doesn't always and necessarily match emotional connection. It doesn't always match the mental connection. You know, for example, I can think of people that I have worked with who say, I know that I have a spiritual connection to this person, yet emotionally, we are on a different page. Our life experiences are on a different page. Anybody that views this person's life or my life would say that we are not a good match, but I feel something here. And this is, I feel very compelled and drawn to this person. And sometimes that's what a spiritual connection feels like. Sometimes the spiritual connection is the connection where you cannot explain it. It doesn't have to make perfect sense. If you were even to get it on paper, it might not even match up. But it just feels like there is a connection there that words cannot explain. So what is the difference between having an extreme crush on somebody, lusting for somebody, or having a spiritual connection? The difference is that you and the person that you have a spiritual connection with, the two of you will recognize it. Even if one of you recognize it first and the other person recognizes it later, your spirits are going to meet and connect in a way that you're both going to recognize that what you're having and what you're feeling is beyond what you can explain or describe, because your soul and your spirit is having a memory of this person's connection to you in a prior lifetime that the mind doesn't remember. So is that to say that if you're feeling something at this time for somebody and it's so strong that it's definitely a spiritual connection? No. The answer is that in order to know if you are spiritually connected to somebody, it's not something that your mind knows. It's something that the spirit feels first and then transfers that energy to the mind. And this is a very deep question. So I encourage you to call in after the show at 312-898-2285, and we can touch on this on a deeper level. There is more that goes on with that. And I could actually do a whole show just on that. So I'd like to give you more personal time on that question. And we have a few more moments here, so I would really like to move on to this one. It says, I have had blocked chakras and negative energy. I have just went down so many wrong roads, but now I am doing a variety of meditations, and I have healed, filtered, and made positive steps in my journey and spiritual connection. I'm proud to say that now I make decisions and live life and walk on a path that is positive. You know, this is my favorite letter. And this one wasn't really so much a question, but it's somebody saying that they're at a place in their life that they have worked on themselves and now they are in a positive place. And there is a little question in here, but more of what the person is saying is, I have done what it is that I need to do. I've reached where I want to be. This is awesome. This is the most rewarding part of the work that I do, is when I'm hearing people talk about their experience of healing and reaching where they want to be. And the question that, the little bit of a question that's in here is, I do not want to repeat negative patterns. How can I protect myself to staying on the path and the road that I have achieved and obtained? You know, I would love to say to this person, to Megan, who has wrote this letter in Long Island, you have done an amazing work. You've taken an inward journey, and you have reached what it is that you desire to reach. One of the strongest ways to keep yourself where you're at and continue in this beautiful way that you're living at this time is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement to self, what it is that you have done, the levels that you have reached within yourself, giving yourself credit and continuing with your meditation is very important. You know, it's just like people who go to the gym and work out. They've reached their goal weight. They've reached a certain level within their physical strength. It is very important to maintain. And depending upon the chakras that you were working with and the imbalances that you have worked with, that would also dictate and form the type of energy that needs to remain flowing in your energy field. I would love to talk to you after the show about a little bit of maintenance work, but the strongest maintenance that can be done is acknowledging self, acknowledging your accomplishments, acknowledging the work that you have done to reach the level and reach the goal that you have reached. Sometimes and most times, we are our strongest critics, not giving ourselves that respect, not giving ourselves the honor that we deserve. Megan, congratulations to the wonderful job that you have done, and give us a call after the show. And for anybody who has listened to the show, for any questions, please call us at 312-898-2285 or log on to our site, spirituald.com. Till next time, namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.
discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.